Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting. Awesome,
yeah! The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Wampa box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Crisby.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I'm going to take a look back at 2022 and what Star Wars action figure collecting was like if you're into the vintage collection, the Black Series, or the retro collection. So, let's do it! So 2022 was a really busy year. I think I counted over 100 TVC figures released. That includes, of course, the four packs, the Troop Builder four packs. Plus, it also includes, you know, the Spider that they've released in TVC and Grogu figures. So the smaller type, accessory type figures. And I counted over 100 of those. So there's a lot of stuff that was released. Plus, we have, I think I counted over 120 Black Series figures. And plus retro. And so in a lot of ways, I mean, if you've been collecting in the late 2000s, you know, 2008, 9, 2010, this kind of feels like it, where we've been just getting swamped with new figures or newish figures left and right. And it was a really busy year. If you collect all of those lines, you've definitely been busy, especially because it felt like towards the end of 2022, a lot of the pre-orders ended up shipping at around the same time. So I want to take a moment and dive into each of those lines and talk about them. But I do want to start off with the vintage collection. 3¾ inch, that's where it's at. That's always been the the foundation, so to speak, of collecting Star Wars figures with the 40 plus year history that we have. And I would say that 2022 started out with a bang when we all got our Razor Crests. And in some ways, it feels like I've been talking about the Razor Crest for several years at this point. But 2022 was really the year when we got it. And we got to bring it home, we got to unpack it, we got to see how amazing it is with all the details put into this. The weapon storage with like 50 or so removable weapons. I don't know how many, I didn't count them to be honest, but I did take pictures of them. So I'm gonna have to go back and check it out. But each of those weapons and accessories are removable from the weapon storage. And then we have a ton of panels that you can remove from the ship. And the paint application on it, the details sculpted into the hull, and just the way it looks is just amazing. It's definitely a centerpiece in a 3¾ inch collection, and it goes with, you know, great items like the sail barge or the big Millennium Falcon, those types of vehicles. And it just turned out beautifully. What else am I gonna say? So that alone for 2022 was the highlight, I think. And I hope that if you're listening, that you were able to pick one up. And if you haven't done so yet, maybe that's something you can put on your wish list, because it really should be in everyone's collection, because it is really, really cool. Now, one thing which Hasbro really focused on heavily in 2022 was the Mandalorian, but also the world-building aspect of the Mandalorian, right? I mean, we got the Razor Crest that I just talked about, but also we got the Navarro Cantina. And I think that makes for a really cool display when you have the Razor Crest sitting there, and then right next to it you have the Cantina set up. And they kind of built around the whole Mandalorian concept, right? So we got the Cantina, but then they also put out several deluxe sets that go with it, like the heavy E-Web cannon and Stormtrooper. We got the Stormtrooper 4-pack that you can use. We got the Death Trooper 4-pack that you can use. You know, if you wanted to, I guess you could also populate the bar with Koska Reeves and Bo-Katan and X-Wolves. Yeah, it looks great. They've also given us IG-11 that you can put in there, and we have several versions of Din Djarin and Grogu at this point. I think the only figure that we could really use for a display like that, I mean, we could use a Season 1 Greef Karga, but besides that, I mean, they've done a really good job building around this world. And then if you've already purchased the Imperial Troop Transport, for example, and have a Moff Gideon, you can park that in front of the Navarro Cantina as well, right next to the Razor Crest. So the whole world building aspect in 2022 for Mando, I think, was another highlight. I think that's really what 3¾-inch is known for, is building out that world. And I think in 2022, when it comes to Mando, they really delivered. And keep in mind, that was not the only world building thing that they've done for Mando in 2022. We also got the Dark Troopers, which came with a compartment unit that you can put them in, and you could get multiples and put them all together and line them up, basically, so you could build out that kind of display. We also had, like I just mentioned, the Stormtrooper 4-pack. So if you wanted to, you could also put some Stormtroopers in a display like that. And then they've also done the rescue set, the Hasbro PulseCon exclusive this year, right? Which was also based on the final episode of Season 2 of Mando, where Din Djarin goes to rescue Grogu. So that set has a small Grogu figure in it that has the binders on it. Moff Gideon was updated with soft goods. Din Djarin was really tricked out with the Whistling Birds attachment for his gauntlet, and he came with the Beskar spear. So that is a great, great figure. And then also the Dark Trooper that's in that set is different from the regular release, in that it has a battle-damaged helmet, and it's got some battle damage on the front as well. So that is different from the one that they released individually in the deluxe line. So again, you know, the whole world-building aspect when it comes to Mando, they've done a really good job, and I think in 2022 that kind of came full circle. And as far as I'm concerned, they are pretty much caught up with Mando figures. I mean, like I mentioned, Greef Karga in Season 1 outfit would be nice to get, plus the client would be nice to get because he was such an essential part in the first season. But other than that, I think they're pretty much caught up at this point, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Season 3 holds in store in just a few months. Now, I also really like the deluxe assortment that they've done for TVC. I obviously don't like the price point, but as far as the deluxe assortment itself goes, I think it was great to see Ahsoka with the owl, Morai, and that little stand that she comes with, and the soft goods that they added to the deluxe set. So I think that was really good. And you know, I already talked about the heavy E-Web cannon and the Stormtrooper. And so the deluxe assortment is really cool, and I'm hoping to see more of these sets going into the future. I mean, I'd love to see an updated Moisture Evaporator, for example. You know, that's a display piece, which I still have on display. It's the one that came with Luke Skywalker back in the day on a single card. But they've never really revisited the Moisture Evaporator. And we see those all over the place, not just in The Mandalorian, but every time they're basically on Tatooine. I think there was also some on Navarro, actually. But Moisture Evaporators, I think, would be so cool to see in the 3¾-inch line and being updated. And the deluxe assortment kind of gives us that opportunity now. I mean, that's something that they can work with. So that's really, really cool. Now, to jump back to the world-building aspect of the 3¾-inch line, in 2022, they kind of filled some gaps to some of the display options that they've come out with in the past, like the carbon freezing chamber. We now have an updated Lobot. I know Lobot kind of came out late last year. I know that I didn't get the figure until early 2022, for example. So, you know, we could now take an updated Lobot and put it into the carbon freezing chamber. We've gotten two updated Bespin guards now as well that you can put in there. And so that was really cool to see. On top of that, again, you know, the Stormtrooper 4-pack, the Troop Builder set, if you needed some Stormtroopers in your Carbon Freezing Chamber display, you know, 2022 gave you the option to add more of those guys to your collection. And the same goes for the Tantive IV Corridor, which they've come out with a while ago. But in 2022, we've gotten more Rebel Fleet Troopers. So if you didn't have any of those guys, again, you had the opportunity to build out that world in 2022 with the 4-pack, including Captain Antilles, which was really cool to see. And then, of course, you need Stormtroopers. And again, I'm jumping back to the Stormtrooper 4-pack, which you could get in order to also add more troops to, you know, your Tantive IV Corridor display, so to speak. So, again, 2022 and world building, I think they've done a pretty good job with that. Now, 2022 was another year where they chipped away on the original 96 and updating those figures. Again, you know, two Bespin guards that they've released. The Stormtrooper on the NH card. We got Yoda on the Empire Strikes Back card. The Death Star Gunner on the Return of the Jedi card was another one. And then, you know, we kind of can count Bib Fortuna and Lobot as well. I mean, I know that I didn't get those figures until early 2022, but they might have been out internationally already last year. But, you know, my point is that they've been chipping away on getting those updated and getting those out the door. And, R2-D2 Sensor Scope was another one that they've done. So, yeah, you know, they've been chipping away on the 96, and we're getting there slowly but surely. You know, I was just going through my list here, and I noticed that, you know, another set that goes with the whole world-building aspect was the Vintage Collection Din Djarin with Grogu and the spiders that you can put on top of your Razor Crest, right? I mean, that's another world-building kind of aspect where you can play out that scene and recreate that. And they've also come out with the Shore Trooper 4-pack this year. And Shore Troopers are not just an Andor, but, you know, they're featured in Rogue One, and of course they're also featured in The Mandalorian. So, again, you know, more figures for a Mandalorian display. Boba Fett Morak, for example, also comes to mind. So they've released some figures that kind of go with that whole scene as well, individually carded. But, again, you know, my point is that 2022 was really good for building out the world, especially for the Mandalorian.
If you like Galactic Figure Talk, please subscribe. The podcast is available for free on all major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Podbean, and more. Besides going to galacticfigures.com, stay connected on social. Check out the Galactic Figure community on Facebook, where you can discuss, buy, sell, trade, and showcase your Star Wars figures. Links to all social channels are in the description. Check them out.
Now, you know, back during the George Lucas times, we always got preview figures for the prequels, and that's something that's kind of been sidelined for a while now due to secrecy and what have you. But, you know, if you're a fan of the Jedi Fallen Order video game series or the upcoming Jedi Survivor game now, they've done a pretty good job giving us preview figures for this game. And they've come out with a 3-pack with a Biker Scout, the KX security droid, and a Magna Guard. And again, you know, if you're a fan of this video game, that's your opportunity to get some TVC figures for your collection before the game comes out and kind of gets you hyped for it. And on top of that, they announced that Cal Kestis, together with BD-1, is going to be released in TVC as well. So I think the timing for those five figures was really good, because three of them are already out, which you can already get. And the main character is going to be released, you know, when the game comes out, basically in the spring of next year. My hope for gaming greats, and that doesn't just go for TVC, but also goes for the 6-inch line, is that they'll start doing his crew, you know, Calacastus' entire crew, because there's some cool aliens, cool Jedi characters in his crew. And I'd like to see that represented and on display on a shelf. I think that would be pretty cool. So I talked a lot about all the great stuff in 2022 for TVC, but there's also a lot of concerning issues for TVC in the 3¾-inch line. And the first thing that comes to mind is pricing. $16.99, that's how much a single carded basic assortment TVC figure costs moving forward. That is very expensive. Those are European pricing, right? I mean, that's what I used to pay in the late 90s and early 2000s when I still lived overseas. And I know how expensive it is to collect these figures outside the US. But seeing the prices increase so drastically for 3¾-inch is a problem. And as much as I like the deluxe assortment, I love getting these, more elaborate sets in TVC. I just don't like the pricing. Getting a Paz Vizsla figure for $27 plus tax plus shipping is very expensive for a single TVC 3¾-inch figure. So we'll see if collectors are going to embrace, you know, the new pricing. But I can already see that people are scaling way, way back. It's just too expensive at this point. And I think the days of the completists are done already. So people pick and choose figures now more than ever. But I think the price increase is also going to push people more towards that, where, you know, that completist mentality is just going to drop completely. So that's the one thing that's a negative about TVC in 2022, the pricing. Another negative in 2022, and something that we'll, you know, struggle with every year now, is just the lack of newness. New figures, new characters, and Hasbro kind of falling behind with putting figures out in a timely manner that goes with Lucasfilm Entertainment, right? Like, Kenobi is a really good example. If it hadn't been for Disney and the Droid Factory program, we would not have a 3¾-inch Net B figure that's at least somewhat articulated. We wouldn't have the Viper Probe Droid or One Jack or the Astromech Droid that was in that set as well. And I miss, you know, those figures in TVC. It's just the way it is. And they're falling behind. And Andor is another example of that, where we're still waiting for figures to be released. But I think they've announced three of them so far, right? Two Andor figures and one Vel. And we have the Short Trooper 4-pack that you could kind of use with Andor as well. But really, we're missing a lot of figures from Andor. Now, I've talked about Andor before. I didn't really connect with the show, but I still would love to see at least the main cast from this show being represented in 3¾-inch. And obviously, you know, classic Stormtroopers on an Andor card would be great to see. There are a lot of characters, you know, like Imperial officers, you know, that you could put out on an Andor card and, you know, have it be part of that lineup for the show. But we're not really seeing a lot of figures from New Entertainment. And The Bad Batch, of course, is another show which Hasbro has fallen way behind in TVC. At least we know Hunter is coming, so I think that's an indication that they are very likely to going to give us the rest of the crew as well. But, you know, it might take several years to actually get there. So I think that's another negative in 2022, that they're just unable to keep up with Lucasfilm Entertainment that's coming out. Another issue with TVC, of course, is the lack of vehicles. No small size assortment, so no mini rigs, no mid-size vehicles, no large vehicles. There was a time when, you know, kids could ask for a big vehicle to be under the Christmas tree, maybe in the hopes of getting something really cool. But for 3¾-inch, there's just nothing. It's just nothing available. And so it's really sad to see, quite honestly, because vehicles have always been a huge part of the 3¾-inch line. And Mark Boudreau, who I talked to at Star Wars Celebration once, said to me that vehicles are a very important part of Star Wars because it gets the characters from point A to point B. This is Star Wars. They need to travel. And so vehicles is a huge thing in Star Wars. And for TVC, though, there's nothing. I mean, besides the Razor Crest, which was this very elaborate, expensive vehicle, but mid-sized vehicles, mini-rig type vehicles, yeah, they're all missing in this line. And Granted, Lucasfilm is not really putting out a lot of shows with new vehicles in them either. But still, I think there's some stuff that could be done in the 3¾-inch line for vehicles and creatures. You know, how many times have people asked for Blurks over the years? Even though those voices have quieted down, because I think, you know, there's only so many times you can ask. And if you have the feeling that they're not going to make it anyways, or they're not paying attention or not listening, then yeah, at some point you stop asking and you kind of resignate. I mean, why not re-release the Republic gunship for the 20th anniversary of Attack of the Clones? Or why not at least announce an N1 Naboo starfighter that we saw in the Book of Boba Fett that Mando used? There is a lot of hype around that vehicle, actually, you know, and then I don't know if it was San Diego Comic-Con or Star Wars Celebration, but I think Hot Toys put on display a huge N1 Naboo Starfighter with electronics and everything, and there is so much hype around this vehicle. I mean, you know, why not announce something like that? So yeah, 2022, there were basically no vehicles except for the Razor Crest. So before I wrap this segment of the podcast up, I wanted to leave you guys with the top 5 TVC figures for 2022 as voted for by the Galactic Figures community. The voting ran for close to 2 weeks in the Facebook group, so you can make your voice heard and post your top 5 figures which were released in 2022. And I have the results here, and the community picked some very good figures, I think. Spot number 1 for TVC, if you haven't seen it yet, goes to Darth Vader, The Dark Times. Number 2 goes to Boba Fett, Tatooine, the deluxe figure. Number 3 goes to Reva, the third sister. Number 4 goes to Fennec Shand from the Book of Boba Fett. And then number 5 goes to Bo-Katan. So those are the top 5 figures in 2022 as voted for by you, the GalacticFigures.com community. So again, Darth Vader, Dark Times, Boba Fett, Tatooine, Reva, Fennec Shand, Bo-Katan. All great figures to add to your collection. And all of them now feature a blurb on the website, a little graphic indicating that the figure made it into the top 5 for 2022. So let's talk about the Black Series 6-inch line next. All right, so let's talk about the Black Series 6-inch line. And, you know, in comparison to TVC, it's a lot easier to talk about the Black Series line because, you know, we don't really have a lot of the aspects in the Black Series line that we have in the Vintage Collection, such as vehicles or the world-building aspect with environment parts. All of those things are not present in the Black Series line. And we know, you know, Hasbro's tried to do vehicles in various different scales and creatures with the Tauntaun and the Dewback in the past, and they never really sold all that well, right? So we don't really have creatures anymore in Black Series, and we don't have vehicles in this line either, and it's just about the figures. It is a figural line, and so that's really all that I can talk about for 2022 and the Black Series line is what figures that they have made. And I think that for TBS, what they've done better in comparison to TVC is that they covered the new media entertainment from Lucasfilm really well with figures. So when I look at the Kenobi lineup, I'm counting 13 figures in total already. And most of them have already been released. The only one which I haven't been able to get my hands on yet is the Grand Inquisitor. But other than that, you know, they have at least released 10 figures for Kenobi already in the Black Series line. Including, you know, 2 Kenobis, and most importantly, all of the cool-looking Inquisitor figures. And I know the 4th Sister has not been released yet, but she's at least been announced, and we're still missing those figures in the 3¾-inch line. But for Black Series, if you're into that line and you collect that line, I would say Hasbro's done a pretty good job covering many of the characters that were seen in the show. So I think they did a really good job with that. And the same goes for Andor. When I look at the figures that have been announced or released so far for Andor, we're looking at 9 releases, plus B2MO and the exclusive Cassian Andor set at Hasbro Pulse. So you know, actually a total of 11 releases for Andor, which is pretty good, especially, you know, characters like Luthen and Mon Mothma, characters which are heavily featured in that TV show, those have already been announced for the Black Series line. And again, for TVC, they have not been announced yet. It also seems to look a little bit better for the Book of Boba Fett with, you know, two figures released so far, which is not a whole lot, but we got Boba Fett and Fennec. But they have announced that Cad Bane is coming from the Book of Boba Fett, plus the Pike Trooper and the Tusken Raider Chieftain together with Black Crescent. And so those figures have already been announced. So again, for new media entertainment and the figures that they're putting out, I think this looks pretty good. And keep in mind that there are some Black Series figures like the Boba Fett Tython figure, for example, which have come out in the packaging for The Mandalorian. But those are, you know, characters which have shown up, or in this case, Boba Fett, actually wore this specific outfit in the Book of Boba Fett show. So you could use, you know, that figure as a Book of Boba Fett figure, basically. In terms of keeping up with new entertainment for Black Series, it looks pretty good. You see, the problem that I have with the Black Series line when I thought about what I could talk about for 2022 was that there really isn't anything that I'm super excited about. You know, they're putting out the figures and they look good for the most part. And they look, you know, in some cases better than the 3¾-inch counterpart, but not in all cases. And so, yeah, it just kind of like, you know, it's there, but it's not something that gets me overly excited. Like a Razor Crest, for example, in the TVC line, right? So it is missing these kind of amazing wow toys or vehicles or environment parts or something that's just, you know, kind of cool. It's just figures, and so in that regards, it's a bit boring. And then also, we know that Black Series is Hasbro's flag line ship when it comes to action figures these days. It's just how it is. But what I find so weird is that some of these Black Series figures aren't designed as well as the 3¾-inch counterparts. So the Dark Troopers, for example, you know, the 3¾-inch figure has this hole in the thigh where you can attach the blaster. That's a detail that's not on the 6-inch figure. Or the Purge Trooper in the Phase 2 armor from the Kenobi TV series. The 3¾-inch figure has a removable backpack, while the 6-inch figure doesn't. And, you know, that's interesting because, again, you know, 6-inch is supposed to be the premium action figure line. So why wouldn't those details be at least similar to what 3¾-inch collectors get? And of course, the biggest head scratcher really for Black Series 6-inch is why a Din Djarin has not been given a soft goods cape so far. You know, the 3¾-inch line's had one now for almost an entire year, while the flagship line, the premium action figure line, still uses the plastic cape that gets in the way every time you want to pose the figure. And I've also been noticing a lot of corner cutting for Black Series line. The Rolf McQuarrie set, for example, comes to mind, that was exclusive to Shop Disney and D23 this year. It was, you know, really, really disappointing to see how much they cheaped out when it came to Vader. They basically took the Empire Strikes Back body, they slapped a new helmet onto it and repainted the whole thing. And that was pretty much it, you know. And I thought that was very disappointing. Because, you know, if you've been collecting for a while, you know, that what Hasbro's done in the past, there was just more care put into the product that they've been putting out. And look back to 2007 for the 30th anniversary collection for 3¾-inch, where they did an entire line of McQuarrie figures. Not only was the packaging special, but they really made sure that they paid tribute to Rolf McQuarrie and, you know, that Darth Vader that came out some 15 years ago came with two head sculpts. It had the holster sculpted onto the figure, it had the correct chest box, it came with the blaster, and it just was an overall really nice representation of the McQuarrie concept drawing. So, you know, there's multiple drawings and different design stages, but they basically tried to do the best version they could do to pay homage to that. And so they included two different head sculpts even. And I don't see why they can't do this for the flagship line for 6-inch. And it just blows my mind. I thought that was really disappointing. That was actually the most disappointing figure so far in the entire Black Series 6-inch lineup, because I don't think that they did it justice. And they kind of got away with that Obi-Wan that's in that line or in that same box. I think they did an okay job, great head sculpt and everything. But that Darth Vader really irks me. And so I thought that was pretty disappointing for 2022 and just kind of cheaping out on Ralph McQuarrie. Out of all the people, you know, like the one of the most integral and the most important people to make Star Wars what Star Wars ended up becoming. I would have really liked to see a bit more from Hasbro when it came to that. So, but to circle back to 2022, I think that the Black Series line just sees way too many repaints and re-releases and repacks. The Archive line, just repacks. Carbonized, repaints. Credit Collection, repaints. Holiday Edition figures, repacks, repaints. The Halloween figures, another two repaints right there. You know, some of the exclusives like the all-black Boba Fett or the droids Boba Fett, just repaints. What else am I forgetting? I think there was another line that they have that's just repacks and reuse. It's just too much. And I think that if they were to just get rid of some of these and take their budget and just make something a bit bigger, something a bit more special. And I think that they should give environment pieces another shot, because vehicles are just too large in this line. You know, even the awesome looking snow speeder, it just, people just didn't click with it, even though it came out for the 40th of Empire Strikes Back and it's this awesomely detailed vehicle. I don't think it's sold all that well. I mean, you gotta do something a bit more special for 6-inch, I think, you know, instead of just putting out figures. And why not do some environment pieces again? You know, try something with some lights in it, maybe. I was just thinking about the Amara standing in her little circle thing where she was making all the Beskar armor pieces. It would be kind of cool to have her, you know, set up like that with, you know, the setup basically around her and that little table that she's got. Something like that, you know, that something that you can say, okay, this looks cool now on display. But because, you know, if you buy or if you collect 6-inch, what are you going to do when you get these figures? You put them on display, but you have nothing really to display them with, right? You're just putting one figure next to the other. It's kind of bland, I think. And like I said earlier, you know, like thinking about what 2022 was like for Black Series collectors, it's not that it was bad by any means, but it was just, there is no highlight that I would say, wow, this figure just was so awesome. You know, it's better than anything else that they've ever done. There is no such thing in this line. You know, they're all just kind of like, okay. And so I wish that they would do something a bit more special for Black Series in, you know, in the coming years. So enough about that for 2022. I want to wrap this segment of the podcast up with giving you guys the top five Black Series figures as voted for by my community, the GalacticFigures.com group on Facebook. And just like the Vintage Collection, the poll ran for about close to 2 weeks. And we came up with the top five figures, basically. And the top five figures for 2022 were, in spot number one, Saw Gerrera from Rogue One, Cobb Vanth, the Dark Trooper, the Death Watch Mandalorian, and in spot number five comes in Boba Fett Throne Room. So all great figures, great choices. And looking at this list, one thing I've noticed is that for Black Series, the top five has four figures which were deluxe figures. Saw Gerrera, deluxe figure at $34. Cobb Vanth, same thing, was a deluxe figure. The Dark Trooper, again, a deluxe figure. And Boba Fett Throne Room, again, another deluxe figure, which, you know, was close to $35 when it came out. And that was it for 2022 and the Black Series. Now, as far as retro goes, we got two waves of figures, one which was based on the Mandalorian and one which was based on the Kenobi TV series. We skipped the Book of Boba Fett, unfortunately. I would have loved to see figures based on that show as well in retro. But I'm very happy with what they've done for retro in 2022. Especially that Darth Vader that came out is really cool. It's got the red lenses and it's got the soft goods cloak. And Wandering Jedi Obi-Wan turned out great. Net B is another one that's great. Ahsoka in 5POA and its Kenner Simplicity. With her white lightsabers, I think turned out really great. And then Boba Fett in his Morak disguise, great figures overall. I really, really enjoy this. And I'm looking forward to what they're going to do in 2023. I mean, they've already announced some Return of the Jedi figures, including my all-time favorite Star Wars figure, Luke Jedi. And so I'm pretty excited about this. Now, 2022 also saw the two packs at Amazon with the Bounty Hunters. So we got IG-88 and Dengar, Bossk and Boba Fett. And we're still waiting for Suckus and Forlom to come out, but those figures are available for pre-order. So those figures to me are a ton of fun, and I hope that we're finally going to see figures which Kenner never got to. Not just remakes of figures which we already have from our childhoods and our collections, but really, you know, the Rebel Fleet Troopers, the Sand Troopers, you know, those kinds of figures. And especially Astromech Droids. I mean, come on, all you need is one sculpt for an Astromech Droid, and then just put a sticker on it. I mean, that's as inexpensive as it basically gets to get different versions of Astromech Droids out there. And why not do that? And so, yeah, retro has still a lot of potential. I'm very excited about it, and especially about the six figures, which they have announced and they have not been released yet to finish out the first 12. That includes the Vec Metalized C-3PO figure and the Vec Metalized Dome for R2-D2. So that's exciting. I know a few people have already reached out and asked when this will go up for pre-order. I don't have a date here yet, but I am equally enthusiastic about those releases as you guys are. So can't wait for those in 2023. So altogether though, retro in 2022 was good. I wish we would have seen some Book of Boba Fett figures though. And I wish we would have seen, again, figures from the Kenner days, but, you know, figures that Kenner never got to. Like, you know, Tarkin or the Snowspeeder pilot, Luke. I'm really excited to see where that's going to go with retro in 2023. But again, 2022 and retro, it was pretty good. Now, the biggest topic, really, in the world of collecting Star Wars action figures, and not just Star Wars, but action figures from Hasbro in general, was basically the announcement of going plastic free. And luckily, some of the lines stayed unchanged. So the Vintage Collection is going to continue. The Kenner Tributes in the Black Series line with the bubble on the packaging, that's also going to continue. But there were some changes made to the basic assortment for the Black Series line, for example. And a lot of people were very disappointed and unhappy with that. And, you know, I think people who complain about that do have a point. It just doesn't look as good as actually seeing the figure in the packaging when you have it on display or when you purchase it in the store and you want to go through the paint apps. You know, I mean, people do that kinds of stuff, but that's all part of the past now. And we'll see how purchasing habits are going to change because of that. You know, I know a lot of people who picked up two of them previously just so they could have one in the box and one loose. But if you can't see the figure anyways in the packaging, well, one is good enough. So we'll see if that's actually going to be a purchasing habit change or not. I know that when the announcement of the switchover actually occurred, people were upset about it. But so far, I think people have really calmed down about it. I don't really hear a lot of fuss about it. You know, there is a lot of upset people at first, but it just kind of calmed down. I don't see any posts across the board anywhere that would indicate that Black Series collectors are unhappy with the packaging change. Or, you know, obviously people are unhappy and would prefer the plastic window any day. But it seems also at the same time that people are still going to collect the figures, and that the packaging is secondary. But again, time will tell. And if purchasing habits really change drastically, I'm pretty sure that Hasbro is going to take notice and they'll switch back at some point, because otherwise they'll end up losing money, right? So that was really the biggest topic, I would say, in 2022. Then we also had another failed Black Series HasLab, of course, with the Reva lightsaber. But I never really felt like that was, you know, geared towards my audience anyways, because we collect Star Wars action figures, not role-playing items. And so in that regards, it didn't really affect us, I guess. And so, yeah, but that was another topic which was definitely on the table for a while. And yeah. All right. So we'll see what happens with HasLab next. Will they do another 6-inch one? Are they going to do another 3¾-inch one? We got to wait and see, but HasLab is a thing, and we haven't had one for Star Wars in a while, so 2023, it's a good chance that we'll see another HasLab project pop up. So, you know, it is a challenge for Hasbro to keep up with current entertainment. It really is. I mean, looking at 2022, I mean, we got the Book of Boba Fett TV show, we had Star Wars Visions, we had another short by Studio Ghibli and Grogu. We had the Kenobi TV series. We had the Andor TV series. But there was so much more Star Wars going on with the Tales of the Jedi. And then we had Star Wars Celebration. And then we have all these Hasbro live streams about Star Wars. And San Diego Comic-Con panel. And it's just a constant barrage of Star Wars news, whether it's action figure related or just general Star Wars news, because we also get updates about stuff being in production, you know, about the Acolyte and the Skeleton Crew and the Mandalorian Season 3 trailer dropped. And, you know, there is just so much Star Wars going on that, I don't know, are we getting burned out? That's what I'm wondering sometimes. And there's just a lot of stuff going on with Star Wars in general. And, you know, some of it is good. Some of it is not. Some of it you think is great, but some of it is just maybe not for somebody else. And, you know, looking into 2023, we have, I mean, the first half of 2023, there's going to be a ton of stuff. Bad Batch starts on January 4th, so that's weekly Star Wars with 16 episodes going all the way into March. And then on March 1st, though, Mando Season 3 drops, with which I assume is 8 episodes, so that's going to take us until about the end of April. But then March 16th or March 17th, we're also going to get the Jedi Survivor video game, which is a big deal. So in terms of Star Wars content, there is already a lot. And then in April, we have Star Wars Celebration in London. And then, of course, May the 4th is always a big deal as well now every year. So, you know, the first half, there's going to be a lot of stuff. I mean, we have the 40th anniversary of the Return of the Jedi next year. So yeah, it's going to be busy. And then of course in summer or going later into 2023, we're looking at the Ahsoka TV show. We're looking at the Skeleton Crew TV show. And Skeleton Crew, by the way, when it was announced, they said it's going to come out in the fall of 2023. So I'm assuming that Ahsoka is probably going to take the summer spot, which Kenobi kind of had this year in 2022. And then Skeleton Crew might just take the fall slot. But, you know, they haven't made any of those announcements. Star Wars Visions Season 2 is also going to drop at some point. And so there's going to be a lot of Star Wars content. And I would assume that the Acolyte is probably going to take the Mandalorian spot in 2024 in the spring. And then we have Season 2 of Andor probably coming out in the fall of 2024. So, yeah, in terms of Star Wars content, I mean, there is a lot of stuff happening. And Lucasfilm is just crazy. I mean, the stuff that they're putting out these days, I mean, there's the amount of content is crazy. Because, you know, they also have the Willow TV series that they put out. They're also going to put out the Indiana Jones movie next year, which we're all excited about. And so in terms of Lucasfilm projects, oh my God, there is a ton of stuff coming in 2023. And all these books, I mean, there's going to be a tie-in book to the Jedi Survivor video game. And oh God, you know, the High Republic stories. So yeah, it's not going to get boring, that's for sure. Is all of it going to be for us? Probably not. So you pick and choose these days with Star Wars, I guess. But it should be fun, and I think there is a little bit for everyone when it comes to Star Wars these days. And that's exactly how I feel about the figures, you know? Even though maybe not every figure that's being released is for you, or you agree why they've done a certain character over another one, but there's still enough which should make you happy, I think. And that's really what collecting figures should be all about, is enjoying the hobby, adding something to your display, enjoying what you're doing, and just having a good time for the love of Star Wars. And I'm just going to leave it at that, and that's where I'm going to wrap up this show, where I want to take a moment and say thank you for all of your support in 2022. There have been a total of 32 or 33 episodes released of Galactic Figure Talk this year, if you count this episode as well. So 33 episodes, which means that you got to hear me once every 1.5 weeks or so. Which, you know, considering that I'm just blabbering about Star Wars action figures on this podcast, it kind of surprises me that it was that many episodes, actually. But, yeah, I still enjoy doing it. I'm glad the feedback I've received from you guys is very positive. You guys like listening to it, so I'm going to keep making it. 2022 was also the year where I started the Galactic Figures Community Chats. I'm not quite sure where that's going to go in the future, but I do want to have more of them and get together and just talk about Star Wars and collecting. So stay tuned for any announcements in regards to that in the Facebook group. Other than that, you know, Galactic Figures keeps growing. The name change from Jedi Business to GalacticFigures.com, I think, went pretty smoothly as far as I can tell. I think everyone has adopted it pretty good, and I think you guys are okay with that. I see the pictures which I post on the website being reposted in quite a different few groups that I'm in, from the Black Series to the Vintage Collection, and I appreciate that and appreciate the support. And the website keeps growing gradually year after year. 2022 was also a year where I tried to make a few more YouTube videos, which I really enjoy, actually. I like working on this stuff, and maybe I'll do more in 2023. But, you know, the creative kind of gets in my way. I kind of want to do more with the video editing stuff. I don't want to just sit in front of the computer and then talk about stuff. I feel like there's more that I could do with all the images that I have for figures and cut things together. But of course, that's time consuming. So we'll see where that's going to go. But I probably going to release more videos on YouTube in 2023. Then you might have seen it already on the website, but I've released the Vintage Collection accessory guide. So every Vintage Collection figure that's been released since 2010 now has all the accessories listed, so you can pull them all up on one page. So if you're unsure what accessory came with what figure, it's easy to do now. Just the same way you pull up all the head sculpts or change the angle you want to look at all the figures on one page, you can also pull up all the accessories and get an instant overview of what accessories were released with those figures. I think I counted over 1,300 of them. I think I took way more than 2,000 images throughout the year and cropped them and put them all together. And the feedback I've seen from you guys was very positive. So I know that you guys appreciate that, and I'll probably work on some other guides in the future as well. But that's something that's now completely up to date. So every Vintage Collection figure which gets added to the website, as soon as they're being released, basically, you'll also see the updated accessory guide. As far as traveling goes in 2022, I'm not quite sure yet what conventions I'll be at. Typically, early in the year in February, we would have New York Toy Fair, but that's been moved, I think, to September, and I haven't heard about any plans that Hasbro has attending or not attending, so I'm not even sure if I'm gonna be there. In, you know, years past, they would always have an event that was off-site, And that was always worth going to, and I really always enjoyed that. But I'm not sure what they'll do or if they'll do anything for New York Toy Fair in September. Going to be interesting to see how that's changed, basically. Star Wars Celebration in London, I'll probably will not be there, but I don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see about that. And then I'll probably make an effort to go out to San Diego Comic Con this year and see how that's going to go. That'd be a fun one to attend, I think, in 2023. All right, and I'm going to leave it at that now. Thank you guys so much for your support in 2022 and for listening to Galactic Figure Talk and for using galacticfigures.com. And I'll catch you in the new year.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.